Web editor Laura Conaway is here to make the pitch.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. It's not hard to see why the Jabba the Hutt beanbag chair didn't really take
As
off.
As I said to the nice gentleman, I would not put my tuchus in that thing.
No, it looks like something your puppy left.
Or your parents told you to stay away from.
Something like that, yeah, to be avoided. Those guys are pretty cool, the Star Wars merchandise guys.
They're great, and they provided some really beautiful... The sketches themselves are beautiful.
They're terrific.
The slideshow.
Yeah, Ian Chillog put together a slideshow of it, and it's really worth checking out Steve Ross and Jason Geyer. It's not everybody who can make such absolute gold out of their rejects.
So true. The gumball machine, the Princess Leia headphones, the Weber grill.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You would have what?
So
I'm not going to say it anymore.
Go through there a little bit. There's one where they have, is it Luke Skywalker who's sort of, I don't know what you'd really call it, but he's on the front of a refrigerator.
There's Han Solo. Do you remember Han Solo gets
frozen? Out of the frozen chemical.
You guys, I stopped at Star Wars 1. I know nothing about the rest, but I have to say that the idea of having that in my kitchen on my refrigerator every day, I wouldn't want that either any more than I would want the Jabba the Hutt. Although, I am with you on the Princess Leia headphones. I think that those are incredibly cool.
There's lots of cool stuff. You have to go through the slideshow. I've already been through it twice.
Yeah, you totally got to get that. Allison, you came in this morning and rang the bell on something on the blog.
No.
So I thought we'd pay a little bit more attention to it.
Okay.
It is a song. Well, if you could somehow could do air quotes on the radio, I'm doing them right now. A song for John McCain from the McCain Girls, which is kind of making the rounds. I'm not really sure it's listenable.
It's a takeoff on the Weather Girls, It's Raining Men. Do you remember that song? Mm-hmm. It's Raining Men, Hallelujah, It's Raining Men. So these are the McCain Girls. It's a video. We assume these three women are McCain supporters. I say assume. After you hear this, you might understand why.
Let's just play it.
Because in the 2008 election, the forecast calls for
tunes
rain.
In there somewhere.
Yeah. The first
So, anyway, this is, this is the age of YouTube politics.
Yeah, and sort of the sassy part about the Weather Girls is they were big ladies. They were kind of, sassy and attractive.
There's some size going on here in this music video.
Yeah, and my question was, and that's not to say anything mean about the ladies in the video, except the fact they have a little interesting idea of what a tune is. I watched this. I just kind of needed to have some mental sorbet. I was studying French terror surveillance and Bhutan. I was like, let me just look at this video. And then I thought to myself, is this really by McCain supporters? Or is this some DNC plant? I can't decide.
It may come. I've just been blogging a little bit this morning. It may come from a comedy website, 236, I guess is how you'd say it, 236.com.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think we actually had them on.
They're the same people who did Obama's Zista Bowl, which I just wrote has all the charms of we built this city and maybe half the calories. And it's YouTube. It's YouTube election.
Well, you know what? I want people to go to our blog, watch it, and see if you think these women are really Obama supporters. McCain supporters, or if...
Or really Obama supporters.
Or really Obama supporters.
Who can say? Look, it's there. We blog it, you decide.
Need to know. Hey, Laura Conaway, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That does it for this hour of the BPP. Thanks, as always, for joining us. We're online. We just talked about it. You can go there, our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.